Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Reno Bertoia. Batting second. The center fielder, Dan Dobek. Batting third. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Valdivielso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Woods-Hick. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Hal Woods-Hick. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The third baseman, Ken Aspromonte. Batting third. The right fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Romano. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gary Bell. And now, play ball. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is hit by the pitch. Dan Dobek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple misplays the ball. That's an error on Temple. Bertoia moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte juggles the ball. That's an error on Aspromonte. Bertoia moves to third. Dobek moves to second. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bertoia tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 1-0, Senators. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner takes first base on ball four. Dobek moves to third. Allison moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple takes first base on ball four. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dobek. Aspromonte reaches second base with a double. Temple goes all the way around to score. It's Senators, 1, Indians, 1. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive into left field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aspromonte scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Francona moves to second. Marty Keogh pinch hits for Jim Pearsall. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a line drive into right field. Allison picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Allison. Francona scores. Power moves to third. Keogh moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Bill Fisher now pitching. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is walked intentionally. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Power scores. Keogh scores. Romano moves to second. It's 5-1, Indians. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Temple hits a line drive towards third. Bertoia reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Marty Keogh now playing center field. Jose Valdivielso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdivielso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lenny Green pinch hits for Bill Fisher. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green bunts towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. Valdivielso moves to second. One out. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 0-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bertoia hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Valdivielso scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Dan Dobek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobek is 0-1 in the game. Dobek strikes out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-1 in the game. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Bertoia moves to second. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Moore now pitching. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Aspromonte takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-1 in the game. Keene hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Aspromonte moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Power hits a fly ball into left field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keogh hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bertoia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Gardner hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromontii fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Jose Valdivielso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdivielso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Valdivielso is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 2. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valdivielso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held takes first base on ball 4. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty fires to first and picks off Held. Two outs. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a pop-up towards the mound. Moore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Elmer Vallow pinch hits for Ray Moore. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Bertoia hits a fly ball into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Dobek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobek is 0 for 2 in the game. Dobek hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Keane. Dobek reaches second base with a double. Vallow moves to third. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vallow tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Indians. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromontii fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 3. The Indians will come to bat. Elmer Vallow now playing right field. Don Lee now pitching. Bob Allison now playing center field. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Temple hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Aspromontii is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromontii is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Aspromontii hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Lee covering, for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 2 in the game. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Francona for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gardner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Batty hits a fly ball into right field. Keane settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Valdivielso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdivielso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Valdivielso hits a fly ball into right field. Keane settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 3. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Power hits a pop-up towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keogh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Romano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Keogh moves to second. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Held hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Vallo hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Bertoia takes first base on ball 4. Faith Roneberry pinch hits for Don Lee. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Faith Roneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bertoia moves to second. Faith Roneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roneberry is hit by the pitch. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Bertoia moves to third. Roneberry moves to second. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Julio Becker pinch hits for Billy Gardner. Julio Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a fly ball into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 3. The Indians will come to bat. Rudy Hernandez now pitching. Julio Becker now playing first base. Harmon Killebrew now playing third base. Reno Bertoia now playing second base. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. with a walk. Temple hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Aspromonte strikes out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Temple. The throw from Batty and he is safe. Temple steals second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Temple moves to third. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Allison. Francona reaches second base with a double. Temple scores. Keene goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, Indians. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Power hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bertoia reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Hank Foyles now catching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Killebrew moves to second. Bobby Locke now pitching. Jose Valdivielso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdivielso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Valdivielso hits a ball on the ground towards second. Temple scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Killebrew moves to third. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vallo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Killebrew scores. It's 7-4, Indians. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Bertoia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Senators 4. The Indians will come to bat. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Keogh hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bertoia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Held hits a pop-up towards short. Valdivielso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Hal Narragón pinch hits for Rudy Hernandez. Hal Narragón is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragón hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lemon strikes out. Foyles drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Lemon out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Senators 4. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Staub's now pitching. Bobby Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke hits a fly ball into center field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Temple hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Aspromonte hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lemon. Aspromonte reaches second base with a double. Temple moves to third. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keene is walked intentionally. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Francona strikes out. 2 outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Temple scores. Aspromonte scores. Keene moves to second. It's 9-4, Indians. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valdivielso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Julio Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0 for 1 in the game. Becker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Batty hits a fly ball into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Valdivielso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdivielso is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Valdivielso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locke fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Washington Senators, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.